do you think of when you hear that sound? The Bible tells us that a rooster's crowing reminded Simon Peter of the words of Jesus. Christ had warned his brave but incautious disciple that he would be tempted to deny his relationship with his Lord on the night that Jesus was arrested. Peter was so sure he would do no such thing. But a few hours later, in the courtyard of the high priest, the sound of a rooster crowing came to Peter's ears, even while his lips were still curled in vehement denial that he even knew who this prisoner Jesus was. Peter probably never heard or even saw a rooster again without thinking of that saying, "Pride goes before the fall." But that's not all that happened to Peter that night. A few moments later, Jesus himself was led through that courtyard, and he turned and looked straight at Peter, but not with anger or contempt. Later events make that clear. Christ's love in all its forgiving and restorative power reached out to this disciple who had failed him so miserably. And to this day, the crowing rooster is not only a reminder of the danger of pride. Its clarion call also says, Christ's patient love reaches out even to those who deny him most.